Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Matt Huggins with the Oakland Church of Christ, and once again, it's a pleasure to be with you this morning to share a brief message from God's Word. This week, we've been discussing God's justice. On Monday, we discussed how the Bible defines justice, and we said that God defines justice as it being impartial, that there is no partiality with God. We also said that justice demands compliance with God's law, that justice is embodied, ultimately, in the will of God. On Tuesday, we asked the question, why does God impose justice? And we said he does so because he himself is inherently just, because he seeks vengeance upon the wicked, because he seeks the deterrence of sin, and because he seeks the rehabilitation of those astray. Yesterday, we discussed the perversion of justice in the present age. We noticed that man himself is incapable of true justice. We noticed that many concepts of justice in today's society is based upon one's wealth, social status, or education, and not based upon one uniform standard for everyone. And we saw that the Bible itself has one standard for everyone that ultimately embodies God's will and it establishes what is just in the eyes of God. Today we wish to discuss remedies to prepare us for God's justice. The first thing we want to say about that is that we want to become more like the Bereans. In Acts chapter 17, in verses 10 and 11, the Bible says, "The brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. And when they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. Now these were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica, for they received the word with great eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see whether these things were so." The only way we can know the standard of God and not have the concept of justice perverted is to be noble-minded and eager in our examination of the scriptures to know God's word, which is what he will judge us by, just like the Bereans. Another remedy to prepare us for God's justice is to put God's law into practice. In James chapter 2 and verse 17, the Bible says, "Even so faith, if it has no works, is dead, being by itself. It is one thing to believe in God and know his word, but it is another to put it into practice. God will impose his justice upon us, not by how much we simply know or believe, but by what we do in this life." Another remedy to prepare us for God's justice is to realize what justice would demand without Christ. Without Christ, we would have been eternally separated from God because of sin. Some would say, "God, give me justice." And the truth is, we wouldn't want justice. That is why Christ had to go to the cross for us to live, because that is what justice ultimately demanded. And our final remedy this morning is for us to not confuse God's love with leniency. God is a great God of love. He's given us his only begotten Son. But we should never mistake that for leniency. Romans 5 verse 8 says, "But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." God's love is demonstrated through the gift of his Son. Do not think that because God is a loving and merciful God, however, he will be lenient on those who do not fulfill his law. As we have seen in this series this week, God is also a God of vengeance and of justice. We thank you for listening this morning. We invite you to Oakland Church of Christ. We meet Sunday mornings at 9:30 for Bible study and 10 a.m. for worship. Also 5 p.m. Sunday evening for worship. And also Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. for Bible study. We thank you so much for joining us this morning. We pray that God may bless you, and please join us tomorrow as we continue and finish our discussion on God's justice.